Now, with King Lear down, we still have 7 more tragedies to cover, and here in the studio to help us in this pursuit is renowned Oscar-winning classical actress Emma Thompson. Thank you for joining us, Emma.
My pleasure.
Emma, you've performed in most or all of Shakespeare's tragedies during your illustrious career. Which is your favorite?
Well, Austin, I would have to say that would be Titus Andronicus.
Oh, one of Shakespeare's most obscure works.
Yeah, and one of his most melodramatic and violent and bloody.
Is that what attracts you to the play?
Absolutely. Well, that and the cannibalism.
But do you think Titus Andronicus is a play that has resonance for people today?
Oh, absolutely. I would even go so far as to label Titus a women's play, if you will.
Really? A women's play? Oh, is that because of all the blood?
Well, no, not just that, but because although the women are victims of violent crime, they are in fact avenged. The rapists are killed, justice is served. Now, this is a message that women need to hear. And then, after they're killed, they're chopped up and served to their mother in a pie. And therein lies the second point why this is a women's play. The baking and cooking that are the centerpiece of most women's lives today are a central theme in Titus.
Wait, do you really believe that women's lives today should revolve around cooking and baking?
Well, if they don't, I think they should.
How's Kenneth?
Fine.
Is it true that he hasn't spoken to you since you won the Oscar and he didn't?
I have no comment on that.
Is it true that he hopes someday to develop lips?
That is true.
Thank you for your candor, Emma. There you have it, Titus Andronicus, Emma Thompson's favorite Shakespearean tragedy. Emma, I've always found you to be a stunningly attractive woman, but I have to say you look much different in person than you do on the screen.
Yes, that's true.
Would you mind describing yourself to the people listening?
Of course. I'm wearing a tasteful black gown and rubber gloves. I'm about 6'2", blue eyes, and completely bald.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been taken in once again. It wasn't really Emma Thompson here with us in the studio. It was our very own Reed Martin, professional impressionist.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Another accurate and well-studied impression, Reed.
Well, thank you, Austin. But enough of these hijinks and tomfoolery. It's time now for another Shakespeare's mighty tragedies. Ladies and gentlemen, out there in Radio Land, the Reduced Shakespeare Company is proud to present the tragedy of Othello, the Moor of Venice.